Blackstone Audio presents Information Doesn't Want to Be Free, Laws for the Internet Age, by Cory Doctorow. This book is read by Will Wheaton.
Forward Number 1 by Neil Gaiman. George shook his head slowly. You're wrong, John. Not back to where we were. This morning, we had an economy of scarcity. Tonight, we have an economy of abundance. This morning, we had a money economy. It was a money economy, even if credit was important. Tonight, it's a credit economy 100%. This morning, you and the lieutenant were selling standardization. Tonight, it's diversity. The whole framework of our society is flipped upside down. He frowned uncertainly. And yet, you're right, too. It doesn't seem to make much difference. It's still the same old rat race. I don't understand it. From Business as Usual During Alterations by Ralph Williams, Astounding Science Fiction, 1958. I bought a box of SF pulps when I was in my late teens from one of my father's friends who kept them in the garage. English editions of Astounding Science Fiction, for the most part. Stories written by authors whose names I barely recognized, despite being a science fiction reader from about as soon as I could read. I paid more than I could afford for them. I suspect that one story paid for all of them, though. It's a thought experiment. Until recently, I'd forgotten the opening of the story, Aliens Decide to Mess with Us, but remembered what happened after that. We're in a department store, and someone drops off two matter duplicators. They have pans. You put something in pan.